This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like...
Welcome, everybody, to another all-new episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. I am Aaron. I'm here with Ronnie.
And you're doing an intro for the first time in like 90
episodes. Yeah, shit, we never do that, do we? Well, I figured this is... Isn't this episode 99? We had to do something special.
99! Like 99 red balloons.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. I should have called Nina and asked if she would sing us a theme song.
Yeah.
I don't think she's really up to too much lately.
She's probably retired by now.
Yeah.
But you know who did get retired this week?
Uh-oh. Who got retired this week?
Jason Todd's on the verge of getting retired.
Oh, no. Don't tell me what happened. I got to...
You haven't read that yet?
I told you this afternoon when you asked me. I said I was like two or three issues behind.
Oh, I didn't ask you. You said, I read this, this, and this. Is there anything else I need to read? And I said, Red Hood. Red Hood.
And I said, I'm a couple behind.
Oh, yeah. Man, because this latest issue is a freaking game changer, dude.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying. And I got to read it. But I've been reading a lot of other stuff. And when I was on vacation, I stupidly bought a bunch of non-DC books, and I was like, I want to read all of this because people say it's good, and then I sort of fell down that rabbit hole.
Well, I mean, it's not stupid if you enjoyed them.
No, I did, but like, I have so many DC things to catch up on. Like, why am I like, oh, here's a whole bunch of Immortal Hulk episodes issues to read.
Yeah, true.
But before we talk actual comics, I'm gonna rant about something for a minute.
Well, good, because after you rant, I'm going to bring it back down for a second.
Okay. Apparently, in the past week or so, since they have announced the Batwoman casting for the Arrowverse show, which was Ruby Rose, I'm assuming everybody has heard by now, there's been so much backlash about this that she's actually like quit Twitter.
Yeah.
And this follows up. I forget what the girl's name who was Starfire on Titans, quitting Twitter, and that probably follows a whole number of other people who are, what's his name? Grant Gustin on The Flash.
Yep.
Apparently they're changing his costume, and people are flipping out on him about it, and he responded to, listen, do I personally think that Ruby Rose is a great actress? No.
Me neither.
The one thing I saw her on, I was not impressed. But at the same time, I'm curious to see how she's going to do in Batman, as Batwoman. Like, Ben Affleck, I was never a fan of his in anything I've ever seen. And then he did, I forget what the movie was, The Town, maybe? And that was pretty solid. And then all of a sudden he came on as Batman, and Batfleck is my favorite Batman I've ever seen in a movie.
Okay.
Not counting Adam West. But like, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you have to go on the friggin' internet and tell them that they suck and that they need to kill themselves and that that doesn't make you like, aren't you a fan of something?
Yeah.
Why, if you like something so much, do you have to be such an asshole that you ruin it for everybody?
Yeah. I heard on with her. Okay. Personally, I don't really like Batwoman as a character all that much. This latest, like the Rebirth Detective issues, have got me more curious and intrigued in her character, but not enough that she's like, I guess I'm like Chris Campbell, right?
Okay.
Because I find her boring sometimes. Okay, so you add that into the CW shows, Batwoman in general, okay?
Yeah.
Then, like you, I've only seen Ruby Rose in one other thing, which is, might be the same thing that you've seen her in.
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't like her in that either.
Yeah.
I don't know her. Yep. I'd never walked past her in a con, nothing. But, so going in, I had low expectations for Batwoman anyways.
Yeah.
So then when they cast her, I was like, well, it kind of makes sense, really. I mean, she has that look. She is a real lesbian, right?
But according to some people, she's not lesbian enough.
I know, that's the dumb part about it that I was going to get to, but yeah. So I was like, oh, well, you know what? I don't like the character that much. I don't really like her as an actor that much. But it could work for people that do like her as an actor and the character. But yeah. It didn't get me any more excited about it. So what I didn't do, I didn't go to Twitter and like, oh, Ruby Rose sucks. Oh, Ruby Rose isn't even a real lesbian and blah, 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 blah.
You didn't tweet at her that she's a horrible human being?
Yeah.
Because she accepted this role?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like
what's wrong with you, Ronnie?
I know. It's not like I at Channing Tatum every time he makes a horrible show. I just don't watch it.
Yeah, but you keep watching those Step Up movies.
No, it was G.I. Joe Retaliation, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Retaliation was the best Channing Tatum movie. You know why? Because Duke got killed in like the first 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't see it. Because I'm not wasting time on those.
I know. But yeah, it's flipping dumb. It's dumb in the comic verse. It's dumb on the political side of things. It's dumb in general on the baseball sports entertainment side of things. It's just freaking dumb.
Yep.
Why waste energy and time hate tweeting?
Yep.
That's like you wasting time hate reading a comic.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. If you don't want to, if you're not interested, don't watch it. You know? I mean, some of these people are going to watch it anyway, and I guarantee some of the people that were hate tweeting are going to be like, oh, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a little wrong.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, it's friggin' enough already.
Yeah.
It's enough already. You know, I'm in the same boat you are. I'm not a huge fan of hers. I don't really like the character. I'm not even that big a fan of the shows that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That they have peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it seems like more valleys than peaks lately.
Right.
But I'll still watch it.
Yeah. And even with that, you don't hate tweet the show.
No.
I mean, it's just not something. Well, I mean, and it's the same thing with actors or comic creators or comic artists or whatever. It doesn't make sense.
Correct. So you heard it from us. Knock it the fuck off.
Yeah. Hashtag don't be a douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on a different note, since the last time we recorded, we lost Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Because Margot Kidder committed suicide or lost her life, rather.
Yes.
And that's a sad thing, but at least she's up there with her Superman now. Or Lois Lane is up there with Superman. I mean, Christopher Reeve might not have been her Superman, but, you know.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
Yeah, but on to happier things, though.
Yes.
What books did you read?
Let's see. Astonishing X-Men. I read. you know what? I want to talk about Supergirl, actually.
Okay.
Did you read Supergirl?
I did.
It's the first Supergirl that I've read in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, towards the beginning of Rebirth, I was reading everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I slowly kind of drifted from this title.
Yep.
But I went back to it because I guess it ties in with the whole Bendis Superman story going on.
Yes, sir.
So I forget what the storyline was called. Killers of Krypton?
Uh-huh.
Something like that?
Yep.
Killing Krypton, whatever.
Killing Krypton, I think.
Yeah, so this is part one in that. And I don't think it crosses over with the Superman books. I think it's just going to be in the Supergirl title. But I am glad I read this book because I really enjoyed this issue.
Same here. Same premise also. Like, it wasn't that I wasn't enjoying it. Like, I think you dropped it because you weren't enjoying it or it kind of dragged on.
Yeah.
I actually have not ever not enjoyed it. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, but it hasn't ever wowed me since the beginning.
Right.
So I was only like two or three issues behind, and then like I saw people talking about it or whatever, and I was like, nope, you assholes aren't spoiling it for me, so I'm going to read it. So
well, that's what it was. I don't remember who it was. Someone in our group of friends said something about Supergirl, I guess. Maybe they asked if I had read it, and I'm like, why would I read Supergirl? And they're like, no, it goes with the Bendis Superman. And I was like, oh, okay. Looks like I will pick Supergirl back up and see where it is. I'm not sure if who wrote this? Andraco?
Uh-huh.
Mark Andraco? Mike? Mark?
Mark.
Yeah, I don't know if he's been writing it, you know, for a while, or if he, you know, just started with this storyline. I honestly, I don't know, because it's been about a year since I've read this title at least. but I forget who did the art. Might have been McGuire.
Yeah, it was McGuire, I believe.
Okay, yeah. The art in this book was great. I really, really liked the style. I thought the writing was terrific. This is the Kara that I like.
Yeah.
I really like, you know, when she has that rage and she's like not going to put up with that crap anymore,
mm-hmm.
which I think is why I enjoyed her as a Red Lantern so much. But like this whole thing where, you know, like she says throughout the issue, she grew up on Krypton. Clark was a baby, you know, even though now it looks like he's older than she is. She grew into a teenager there, and she has memories and the feelings and her whole youth there.
Right.
So the fact that it's gone, that the maybe the person who is really behind destroying it is still out there,
mm-hmm.
and there's now this whole conspiracy of something with the Green Lanterns, apparently. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. And I am very, very, very curious to see where they go with it. But as of now, I'm surprised that I enjoyed this as much as I did. But this is probably, I mean, it's definitely a top three book of the week for me that I read.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this spun out of Man of Steel, right?
I think so.
Because that's where, what's his name?
Yeah, where they fought Rogel Czar, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Generic villains are.
Yeah, generic villain.
Yeah, and he destroyed Kandor or whatever.
Yep.
And she got all angry, and Superman tried to calm her down or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, yeah, everything, just like you said, you throw Kara in a mixing pot, and you throw her teenage angst part stuff in there, plus her anger abilities, plus her powers, plus, you know, her Kryptonian heritage in there, and you mix it all up, and this is what I love about this book.
Yep. And also you have Hal Jordan taking out the Royal Flush Gang.
Well, yeah, that's
good. Yeah,
yeah, this is good stuff. Really, like, really, really enjoyable stuff. And then, I mean, you got Crypto at the end, too, so.
Yeah. Crypto's always good. So the next book would be Plastic Man?
Oh, well, okay, before we get to Plastic Man... Who do you think that little weird nine-toed, four-armed, pink guy thing was talking to? At the end.
I don't know.
I don't remember what his name was.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name was either.
Something like Pokemon. Hackamon?
Yeah. Is it Goro from Mortal Kombat?
Might be.
No.
But I mean, he goes running through this giant facility, up steps, down hallways to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And apparently they're just going to, you know, it's another dead Kryptonian if she finds out whatever she may or may not find out.
Yeah. And see, and that's, I don't know if it's somebody that we've already seen, though, or if it's just somebody for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, because they did add new generic villain.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be, hopefully this is not generic Mastermind.
Yeah.
Where he will be sitting with his glass of sparkling liquid and a cat.
Yeah, true.
And he rotates his hand off and it becomes a claw or a cleaver.
Or what's the, no, not Amazing, Metallo? I guess it could be like Metallo, right?
No.
Why?
I don't know. He doesn't seem cool enough for this. Right? Because, like, isn't he too new? Like, he wouldn't have been around in Krypton.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true. Because, like, his heart is kryptonite, so...
Yeah, like...
If you're on Krypton, why would you put a rock in as your heart?
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah. I rock you.
I don't get it.
Yep. That's okay. Nobody else does either.
Okay, so now you brought up Plastic Man?
Yeah. Dude, I love this book.
Yes, sir.
It's like, okay, you get the quirky, cheesy, on the nose stuff, right?
Yep.
And I know we talked about it like issue one, and Gail's like really knocking it out of the park. But here, like, you even have, I know it's not supposed to be the funny parts, but I guess it kind of is, like, where he takes off his glasses because now he's serious.
Yeah.
and that's like, you know, a redneck taking off his shirt to fight, or, you know, or girls pulling up their hair in a piggytail, trying to, but like, even those parts are like, okay, now I'm serious business. Now it's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I also enjoyed all the random other people he would become in this.
Yeah.
Like when he's Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And he's like the old style. He's like, here's what, like a blast from the past or whatever. And it's like the animated series Harley.
Yeah. Pants or no pants?
And then
pants.
It's like, no pants. And it's the one from the movies.
Yeah.
He's like, what? This really kills him at the cons.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Because you know that has to be like her take as a creator being at a con. And it's just like our take being fans at a con. It's like, we know there's two characters we're going to see like 20,000 cosplays of.
Yes.
Deadpool, some variation, and Harley Quinn, some variation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I really enjoyed that too. It was pretty awesome to have her throw that in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I like in this how he's still doing everything he can to protect the kid.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up dropping the kid, like, in the middle of the fight when he gets electrocuted, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's all, like, he's all crushed. And, of course, Man-Bat has him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a good book.
Yeah.
And I'm upset that we're halfway through. But yeah.
This is one that I would read and read and read and read.
Yeah.
For 50-plus issues. And it could just be silly zaniness, stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
And it would be entertaining and awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything has to be dark and gritty and, you know, 75 layers of story. No.
And I'm also kind of happy that everyone we know hasn't started saying everything is so wang.
Yes. Yeah. And I really like Man-Bat in this, too.
Come on. Let's be honest here, Ronnie. You like Man-Bat and everything.
Well, that's true, too. There are some
good. Pretty much do, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, kind of, okay, Man-Bat in this is like Bizarro in Red Hood and the Outlaws, right?
Yeah.
Like, the take on this one is the same but different than it's always been, but, like, the voice is there.
Yes.
And just like with Red Hood and the Outlaws, like, there's always been a Bizarro and a voice for Bizarro, but this one sticks, and this one's like an intelligent way to write the character for both of them.
Yeah. And I think one thing that I enjoy the most about this is Gail Simone has been writing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's, I mean, it seems like this book, there's a lot of stuff, just like random stuff that maybe she's always wanted to throw into a story.
Right.
But it wouldn't fit into, you know, Secret Six was kind of, you know, they had their moments, but not like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it was never like Batgirl or the Birds of Prey. Like, it's not ridiculous humor.
Right.
And I mean, like in this, where he's giving the kid the ride and he turns into like a My Little Pony or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know that I'm hoping that that's something she thought of like 20 years ago. She's like, how can I work this into a story? And now that she has Plastic Man, she's like, this is my book.
Yeah.
You know, like it gives her a real chance. I mean, I've always enjoyed her writing, but it's always, I mean, I don't want to say it's always like super serious,
right?
But it's more, it's not this.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I'm glad, I'm glad that, you know, I think the last thing I read that she did was the Image book or Vertigo book, Clean Room, I think, which is pretty dark.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm glad you get to see the other side as well.
So do you think, I mean, I guess we can talk to her about it or whatever, like via Twitter, but because she's taking over the helm of Lionforge.
Yes.
So do you think, like, this is her swan song for DC for a while? And so, like, she's doing whatever she can to get into this book to make it awesome? I mean, it already is awesome. So, My Little Pony type references or whatever. Or do you think that she'll be able to do both?
Well, I mean, she's going to be... Not Lionforge, it's just the Catalyst Prime stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be, like, the Geoff Johns of that, I guess. If you want to say it that way.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to oversee the whole universe.
And, man, I like those books anyway, so that's going to be... I'm curious to see where they go.
Yeah.
But, see... I don't, I mean, look, as someone who is not a professional comic book writer,
yeah,
I don't know how someone would have the time to be able to do all of that and write other stuff.
Right.
But I'm sure people who are professional writers know how to make the best use of their time.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you think about it, you got some guys like, I just forgot the guy's name, like Charles Soule.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a Jeff Lemire who, yeah. I mean, every single week, it's like they have four more comics coming out.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, I have no idea how, you know, how they have time when you talk to other writers, like Rob Venditti says, he's like, no, I'm slow. I can't do that. Like,
working, I can't do more than two.
Maybe two books a month is the best I can do. So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not the end of her in the big two.
I don't think it is. I mean, I mean, definitely not forever, but I don't think, I think we'll, hopefully we will see her sooner than later.
Yeah. I mean, whether she does Catalyst Prime stuff or like her own creator own stuff, I always love her iterations on the big two stuff, especially like DC character type stuff.
Yes, sir. And I'm still holding out hope for more Secret Six.
Well, where do you want to go from there?
I want to talk about a book, a second issue.
Well, it's not sideways then.
By a rookie writer that I've never really heard of, who captures the voice of many characters that I have known and loved for years, pretty perfectly. This new guy, his name is Bandis.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah. Mikael.
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Mikael Brian Bendis, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote this Superman book.
Yeah.
And he gets the Justice League voices really well.
Can you say that one more time? Because then I want to add in like 20 episodes ago where you're like, let's not talk about Bendis because I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Hey, I've been saying it since we started reading Man of Steel.
Since we knew that he was coming?
Yeah. Terrible advertising.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
No, like, and like we said before, we didn't like the first stories that he put out.
Yeah, right.
And then Man of Steel 1 hit, and we're like, whoa, where did this come from?
Yeah, right.
But in this Superman book, the whole conversation thing when he's in space he's in space and he basically says to John, he's like, we need a psychic link, and like they're all linked up, and the first thing is Batman being, you know, this is Batman, tell me you know what this is or exactly what this is or whatever it was.
Yeah,
you know, and you got basically all of the characters. You know, you got Flash basically saying, you know, Batman, we know it's you. You have a distinctive voice. And then before, like, anything else, Batman, like, how long is the Earth? What was it? How long can the Earth continue not being on the sun's axis or whatever it is?
Right.
You know, rotate. And it's like he knows pretty much everything. Flash is like not the goof, but, you know, he's kind of there. Mm-hmm. And then after Batman says that, he like Flash is like, wait, huh? What?
Yeah.
All of the characters and their interactions, even in the previous issue, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, I am very, very happy with his writing on the Superman stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I'm upset that it's not the Superman that I really loved at the beginning of Rebirth,
mm-hmm.
this is still very good.
Feel very acceptable. Yes.
Yeah.
And the Batman part reminded me so much of like when Austin and I are sitting in the living room watching TV, say we're watching Young Justice or whatever, right?
Okay.
And he'll say, "Hey, Dad." I'm like, "Yes." And then he'll say whatever he wants to, right? And then 20 minutes later, it'll be, "Hey, Dad." Well, obviously, dude, if you're going to talk and we're the only two in the room, then obviously I know that you're talking to me, so there's no point of saying, "Hey, Dad."
Right.
But, yeah. So I quite enjoyed that because it's actually something that you can actually see Batman doing, too.
Yeah.
This is Batman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Horrible. Batman's back.
No. Run away.
I had to guest appear on the 99 episode.
But did you like when – remember there were all those articles about how the villain from Superman 4 is – he's coming to the comics or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like, come on, really? But he was here and then he's dead.
Yeah. And honestly, it'd be kind of cool too because – I mean, he's dead. But is he dead because it's comics?
Well, I mean, it sure looked like he had his head exploded.
Well, that's true.
Or smashed or whatever.
I don't know. I thought it was a cool, like, throwback part.
Yeah, like, because when the articles were all coming out about how they're bringing him into the story,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is just going to be stupid.
Yeah.
But the way that they did it, I enjoyed.
Yeah. And the art for him was pretty awesome to you.
Yeah, he pretty much just shows up and fights a little bit.
And dies.
Yeah.
Or does he die?
Probably not.
All right. Yeah. So from the rookie writer, Bendis.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Hawkman number 3.
Okay.
Okay. The police cop at the end.
At the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
That version of Carter Hall.
Yeah. Qatar Hall?
Yeah.
So the, yeah.
That's like one of my favorite versions of him in recent.
Okay.
Because I know you haven't read it, but he played a huge role in Death of Hawkman miniseries that came out last year.
Yeah. I have that sitting here. Well, yeah. Not so much sitting here, but floating in the digital somewhere.
In the digital cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was excited to see that at the end, but like this adventure that we're on with Hawkman, it's unique and it's interesting and the art is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's almost like, why hasn't anybody thought of doing this before
with the character? Because not everybody thinks like Venditti.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, but once you start reading it and he like maps it out, you're like, oh, it's like so on the nose and so right there. Like, why hasn't anybody done this before?
Yeah. 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 As I was reading this book, I started thinking to myself, does it sort of parallel a little bit of like the Eternal Warrior, Wrath of the Eternal Warrior series?
See? I went the opposite way, or not opposite way, but a different book that he wrote for Valiant.
Okay.
Because I went with the early stages of, like, Exo style.
See, but that to me feels more like his Green Lantern stuff.
Okay. Which I guess makes sense, because, you know, you have a ring that, yeah. I can see where it goes Wrath of, like where he keeps dying over and over and over again.
And not only that, I mean, he's basically fighting his way through hordes of whatever.
Yeah, himself, his past, or
this,
whatever.
This
yeah.
issue was the Tyrannosaurus, and then like the army of the winged guys.
Yeah, yeah. I would say it's almost like a mix of it. And the only reason I think of Exo when I read it and not Eternal Warrior is because of like the barbarian-esque part of it, like when he's stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
the feral part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that.
But either way, either way, you can't go wrong, really, if you compare this book to one of those two.
Yes, it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm glad that even though a book that he was writing that I really enjoyed ended, I'm glad that there's this one because this is pretty spectacular as well.
Yeah. And do you want to talk into that one?
About what, Hawkman? We just talked about Hawkman.
No, I'm talking about Hal Jordan.
Gonna make me cry.
Let me guess. You haven't read it yet because you don't want to read the last one.
No, I read it. I had to read it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
Is good book.
Yeah. For me, not being a huge Green Lantern fan, and you would obviously be a more Green Lantern fan than I would. It's not saying that I don't like him. It's just that as a kid, I didn't read as much Green Lantern.
Right.
But I have been totally into this run. There's a couple of issues that were good for me and not great, but for overall, this whole run that he has is pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I'm trying to remember, after all of the everything that happened.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. After all of everything that happened and the whatchamacallit.
Before we get into the whole main part of the book, at the way, 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 way end of the book, he's back on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to Carol Ferris's apartment or house. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he tries to apologize to her or whatever. And she's like, whatever. And then they kiss and it says never the end. Now, in this Rebirth run, she hasn't been a Star Sapphire, right? Am I forgetting that happening? Because I'm trying to remember back to the end of New 52 stuff.
Yeah.
Because she was flying around with Kyle Rayner for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I cannot remember how whatever with her ended up, even though I know that the New 52 stuff is not like continued into Rebirth. It was all, you know, rebirthed.
Right. Man, I want to say she was there for like two or three issues. But
In Rebirth?
But then there's another part of me that's like, no, stupid. She wasn't in there.
Because
I thought that she was in there at the beginning, but maybe not.
Because the last thing I remember was Kyle split the White Lantern ring into a bunch of different rings.
Uh-huh.
Because it was too powerful for him, and she was one of the White Lanterns.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. Because as much as I enjoyed this story, it seemed like a weird ending for him to end up with her, with her not being there for, you know, the rest of at least the Rebirth run.
Well, I thought she showed up right before, like, he went into, like, the battery.
Honestly, I don't remember any of that. Okay. If it happened, I don't remember.
Like, when he went missing, like, when the Corps didn't know he was back yet. At the very beginning of the issues or whatever.
Wasn't that in the New 50? Was that the beginning of Rebirth?
I thought so.
Crap, now it's all blended together. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
This is what happens when you have one guy write like 100 issues of a series.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was lost in the battery for a while and everybody thought he was dead.
Right.
And that's when, I don't think they interacted, but I think she interacted with the Corps.
Huh.
I don't know. Now we got people yelling at us in the car.
Yeah, seriously. Let me know if she's been in this, people. You could tweet me at Aaron S. Bell because I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time to go back and read 51 issues of this. I will when they make a nice hardcover collection of it.
Yeah.
But <it's> that. I enjoyed the end of this whole storyline.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you actually, believe it or not, there's resolution. And it pushes forward the, you know, what's next.
Right.
So
what's next is unfortunately Grant Morrison taking over.
Well, okay, this will be one of the universes that he works with in the next version of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many times do you see, you know, someone whose run is ending on a book, not like unceremoniously, but like, you know, their story just kind of ends and someone else takes over. This was a very nice conclusion. The whole battle with the Dark Stars and the Green Lanterns and the Lantern allies was great. It made a lot of sense. The whole thing with which one was it? Tomar 2?
Yeah, Tomar 2.
You know, like you understand his anger. You understand how everything happened. And then again, when Hal, of course, being the greatest Lantern, infuses his willpower into the Dark Stars and basically like shatters their whole being, I guess.
Yeah.
You can see his Tomar 2, that is, you know, his realizations and everything, like, oh my God, I was so wrong. Even though for 6 issues, he was not so much, but like, you can see in a way his redemption and how he's like, listen, I deserve to die. Yeah. I shouldn't just be in a cell. This is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
And the Lanterns, the whole thing of there is no killing. We are not killing anything. That's not how it's going to work. We are going to show the entire universe that we can do this and we're not murderers. And they did it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. This whole run has been phenomenal.
Yes.
And like you said, I liked how it ended. But it also left a nice slate for whoever comes next to pick up the characters.
Yep.
Which we know part of it will be Morrison, but...
Yeah.
And the Doors.
Oh my God, that'd be so great.
Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Yeah. But, I mean, also in this, when they're fighting and Zod is there and basically he's like, this is ridiculous. Like, I can fight all day. You people are human. Like, you're not going to be able to last. And then he like snaps and he's like, it's enough. And he's basically with his heat vision is like frying one of the Dark Star's faces.
Right.
And even in the middle of the whole battle, you have John and Kyle and Guy basically surround him. And they're like, listen, you kill him, you're gone. Like, yeah. we are not putting up with this. Like, we will turn on you. And basically it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. That's all. Man. I don't know. Moving on from that, though.
Okay.
I don't know if you read it or not.
Nope.
But the new Sideways?
I didn't get a chance to. It was one that I was going to, and I just totally spaced on it.
Well, I'm kind of curious of where you're at on it.
Well, the way the last one ended,
yes.
I really, really, really wanted to read this one, and I sort of... forgot that it came out.
Yeah.
That was when you mentioned it before. I was like, oh, I knew there was another book I wanted to read before tonight.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, we'll just have Gary make a note for you.
Note is already made.
And I'm just curious because I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to sway you one way or another. But
okay. I am already swayed because you're curious. And when you get curious, that means I spend money on Kickstarter.
That's a different podcast.
Oh, right.
All right. So I picked a book. You picked the next book.
That's all that I had time to read this week.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it has been crazy at work.
All right.
Well, so besides...
I'm going to talk about one that I know you won't read.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Sure.
Is the issue of Catwoman.
Oh, crap. I meant to read that. That was the other one.
Yeah.
I did like the first one.
Yeah. And this one's pretty damn awesome as well.
Okay.
Joelle doing both duties. And I know that she's going to be taking a break from the art on the second arc and just be doing the writing duties. And then,
oh, I didn't realize there was... I thought it was a 4-issue miniseries.
Nope.
Oh, interesting.
It's as long as I guess the ratings are up or the buys.
Oh, for some reason I thought this was just a mini.
No.
Ooh.
So her plan is to draw and write and then just write and somebody else draw and then draw and write and then somebody else. That way it comes out on time.
Right.
And she's not hurried.
Yeah.
So, but I really enjoyed this because in Batman, it's kind of like two tales of the same tape, right?
Okay.
Because in Batman, we kind of see what he's going through since issue 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Catwoman, we get to see like her side of it.
Right.
And one's like fierce and losing his mind type of stuff, you know? And then the other one is pretty much like elegant and whatever.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now. The first issue ended with her running into the room full of other Catwomen.
Yeah. Other different types of Catwomen.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a lot of reading to do. It's funny. When I was on vacation, I read a lot of books, and like none of them were DC.
I know. That's very sad.
Well, I mean, like a bunch of them are by DC writers, but it was like creator-owned stuff that I was
also way behind on.
Way behind on.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you want to wrap this one up then?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's probably a good place to end. Should I do no ending just because I did an intro for the first time ever?
No, do an outro.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm on Twitter at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_Absolute. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.